This is the good stuff. This is the fun stuff. I'm backstage at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. Cam has returned home to the Bay Area, and she's doing something very special tonight. I'm going to welcome her right now to the radio. Cam, thank you so much for being here.
Hi. Yeah, thanks for having me. Any excuse to come home.
Tell me what you're doing here tonight at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts.
I think, as most people know, part of the center was destroyed in the fire, and that was an area that was full of classrooms and an extra kind of 400-seat venue, and also a bunch of instruments that were for the kids. And we wanted to pitch in as much as we can, so brought in my friends with Dodge Ram, and we replaced a bunch of instruments.
Guitars and violins and flutes, thanks to donations from Ram Trucks and locally here, Lithia Chrysler, Jeep Dodge Ram. And Cam, I know as part of this today, you wanted to get out and really see some of the impact. So you saw Mark West's Lodge area, you saw Larkfield Wiki up, and what was it like to kind of walk through some of those neighborhoods with firefighters who lost homes?
Yeah, it was sobering. It felt like a surreal landscape. Like, it doesn't really look like home anymore, and it isn't home anymore, and it's heartbreaking. But then there's also this side of it when you're sitting with these firefighters that have lost all the parts of their home, like even the foundation, you have to replace that at this point, you know, all the trees have to come down. On you're hearing all this, and then you hear, this isn't what matters. What matters is my family made it out. And hearing the heroism of people that helped each other get out, the police and the fire department that went in, first responders, that the huge part was evacuating people. Like, that was a major thing to hear about. And just the scope of the fire and just how this is something that is unprecedented. And to know the magnitude is very humbling and also just really important, I think, for me to hear about, for us to kind of make sure everybody's aware of, because I think it's something that's going to be a healing process for a while. So I think the more we know, the more we can help you guys.
We're talking with Cam on Froggy 92.9. She's going to do a little performance in honor of her donation to Luther Burbank Center for the Arts Music for Schools program here in a couple of minutes. And since, let's talk about music. Let's talk about something to put a smile on her face. Yeah. I've heard the new song, Diane.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, good.
That must mean new album soon, yes?
Yes, it does. New album's going to be next year. And yeah, Diane is out. You can get it on iTunes or Spotify and all that kind of stuff. But it's coming to radio in December, so people can start bugging you guys in December to hear Diane, which will be great. It's the mirror image of Jolene. So this, in Diane, you're hearing the other woman come forward and apologize to the wife that she didn't realize the man she was with was married.
Thank you so much for speaking tonight.
Yeah, of course. Thanks so much for having me.
Cam, everybody.